Hello, hello. Welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast, production of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. This is Paul Sollentrop. We're going to take you back to Shockers at Home with track and field hurdler Joseph Holthusen, softball infielder Riley Buck, Alexandra Lazarova of women's tennis, and men's golfer Dawson Lewis. Thank you for listening. We have Joseph Holthusen, a sophomore hurdler from Wichita, went to Bishop Carroll Catholic High School. Joseph, thanks for joining us today. You were off to a fabulous spring. I think finished second in the American indoor meet, correct, in the 60-meter hurdles?
Yep.
What's that feeling like then when it kind of comes to an abrupt halt? What kind of, I guess, mental stages do you go through?
Well, you know, it was great. I'd worked hard since the summer. Took about a month off after first round regionals last year, and then came back and had a good season from all the hard work. And I was ready to run outdoor. You know, my mindset was, all right, we're going to have another good season, just like indoor, and it's going to go well. And then, you know, sometimes things don't work out. For me now, the mindset is get ready for next year, stay at the level I was at. And then, you know, if there's any way to progress and get better, to do that. This week is, I'm taking a week off because I haven't had any days off since the end of indoor. I had about 3 days off there and then kept working. So now it's just about maintaining. And, you know, I missed all my track friends you know, I wish I was still running competitively right now, but you got to deal with the problem at that's going on right now, and you got to just keep moving on and get ready for next year, I guess.
A time 7.84 seconds in the 60 meters is Wichita State's second best all time. So now the track people are in really an interesting odd scenario. You may not run another competitive meet until early January, right?
Yeah.
How do you think about that in terms of, you know, training and the routine and, you know, not being in a competitive situation for that long?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's been the hardest part. Cause you know, I always love getting better. But especially right now, it's difficult to go out there and not, you know, let's not, you know, not skip this rep, or, oh, I might just do that tomorrow. You know, it's pretty hard. That's probably the hardest part about all this. I've contacted some people that I can maybe work out with who are here. I'm able to go to collegiate high school right now and still do workouts, which is nice. If I were stuck in my house and couldn't leave or anything, that would be very unfortunate. That would really be hard. But I'm still fortunate to be able to go out and work out with other people, which helps a lot. Other than that, it's pretty tough to keep the mindset of, oh, I might not compete for what, 7 more months, 6 more months or whatever. But you know, just the success I had indoors, something that also helps, you know, it helps me drive, you know, let me rephrase that. It helps me mentally to say, okay, I worked hard then, I can work hard now.
You are an engineering major. How's the remote learning part of this whole process going? What's that been like?
Oh, it's been a good transition. I don't have any classes that I have to tune in, like with Zoom or anything like that, which is nice, but I do have a computer lab that I've had to connect my computer to the school's computer and then log in through that computer, and it's a whole mess there. But other than that class, things have been going pretty well. Sometimes it's easier to do assignments online. a couple group projects as well have made it more difficult, but other than that, my grades haven't dropped, so that's positive.
That's the goal. Yeah. All right. A big part of this is we're collecting recommendations for books, TV shows, whatever. What are you doing? What are you watching? What would you recommend somebody get into?
Well, what's popular right now on Netflix is Tiger King. I don't know if you've heard that. I watched some of that. I haven't finished it. I'm more of a video games guy, so I've been sitting around playing Apex. That's a big game right now. Let's see. Homework takes up a good amount of time as well. Since I've got roommates, I've been playing board games. I'm a big board games guy. Catan, Ticket to Ride. There's a new game called Terraforming Mars. Those are all fun because you get sick of video games at some point. So those are all things I've been doing to stay busy.
I've got some puzzles from other people, but you're the first that's had board games. So that's a new one.
Okay. Cards.
Cards, a lot of cards, yeah. Yeah. 120 kids or so on the track team and the coaches. How are you guys staying connected? How does that help you, you know, kind of stay positive, stay upbeat during this difficult time?
Mm-hmm. So every week we've been having meetings. Today at 5 o'clock, we have our first team meeting as a guys team, and they're going to talk about stuff. I know a lot of people have questions about eligibility and all that. So that's helped, just having little meetings here and there. Last week we had some guest speakers come to our meetings. And so that's how we're staying in touch. And then I forgot what I was going to say, but Zoom meetings are the main thing. So
how's the Steve Rainbolt experience different on a Zoom meeting versus in live and in person? I've seen both, but live and in person, he can really get going and cut a striking figure. How's he on Zoom?
Today's going to be the first day we find out. I've been in meetings with Coach Wise and Coach Yost, so I guess we'll find out today.
Okay. Does Coach Wise get into a lot of movie recommendations in his Zoom meetings, or does he keep it straight on track?
Oh, he – that's more when you're just talking to him personally.
He is a big movie fan, definitely. What do you miss the most about this during this crazy time?
I would say just seeing everyone. You know, I had a lot of friends from out of town, a lot of people that have you know, they're not coming back for 5 months, you know, until next year, till cross country starts, till track starts. For me, I'm used to seeing my family every weekend, and I haven't been able to do that as much. Don't want to spread everything, you know, even though they're 20 minutes away. My mom wants to go out and see my grandma, you know, and so we're trying to keep any sickness away from her right now, because it's also the end of flu season, so people are getting sick from other stuff as well. So those are probably the two hardest things right now, and working out is also difficult to go out there, and a lot of them are by yourself. So
when we get on the other side of this and things get back, I guess more toward normal, what's the first thing you think you'll do?
I'll probably go to a restaurant and actually sit down and eat. I've been getting some takeout at some places, but that's about it. And I want to go and do other stuff around Wichita, go to some other restaurants, hang out with friends, places besides the house, pretty much.
Do you have a restaurant that you really miss?
Huh?
Do you have a restaurant that you really miss?
Oh, I love Freddy's. I try not to go there too often, but that's the place.
Freddy's is a good West Side Wichita. I mean, it's all over, but it started on the West Side. So yes, I get that.
And I'll probably go. I mean, I will go see my family. You know, when it's all over, and I know they just extended the Kansas stay-at-home deadline, which is unfortunate, but hopefully it'll be in the next month or so. You never know, though.
Hello, we have Riley Buck of the softball team. Riley is a senior infielder from Wellington. She's here in Wichita riding out the coronavirus. Riley, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. All right. I do have a softball question first. Okay. I was looking through the stats, seeing if there was anything interesting to talk about. Okay, you coming into the season, you had been hit by a pitch 13 times total in three previous seasons. You're already at 9. So I'm fascinated by that. Are people being mean to you? Did you change your batting stance? Are you using this time to recover from the bruises on your shoulder?
Oh, honestly, I have no clue. I don't know. I think my approach this year has been a little different, so I may be crowding the plate a little more than in the past, so that might be why they're getting me. Other than that, I don't know, honestly.
Okay, well, you are way out there. I think last year the team leader had 8 for the whole season, so you're on some kind of impressive pace to get plunked for whatever that was worth. All right. Tell us how you're spending your time. Do you have any good TV recommendations? Any good book recommendations?
Oh, I've started How to Get Away with Murder. Big fan of that one. I didn't really think I would be, but it's been really, really good. Other than that, I love doing puzzles. So I've done quite a few puzzles the past couple weeks. And other than that, just a lot of at-home workouts. I enjoy running. So anytime it's nice outside, especially, I run a lot. Other than that, just hanging out. A couple of my roommates are still here in Wichita, so it's nice to be with them and hang out with them and kind of use each other to pass this time.
Give us some insight on your puzzles. Are you nature puzzles, geometric shapes? Tell us what that's like.
Okay, well, the first one we did was a donut puzzle. And that one was pretty cool. It was a whole bunch of different donuts. It was super colorful and fun. Then I went home and got some from my mom, and they're all Disney. So I've done an Inside Out. I've done a Cars, Lion King. What else? Toy Story. What else? So a lot of those. Big Disney fan.
What about Tiger King or Ozark? Those are the two most popular answers I get. Have you ventured into either one of those?
I have not started Tiger King. I've heard that I really need to. I haven't got to that one yet. And I haven't watched Ozark. I've been debating. I started it quite a while ago and never really got into the first season. But maybe if I have a little more time on my hands, I'd give it another chance.
I mean, that is exactly my story with Ozark. I think I watched the first two and then never went back to it. So I may have to do that.
That's how I was.
You talked a little bit about it. You're running. How do you stay active? What can softball players do to stay as, I guess, sharp as possible during this time?
We can't really get in many gyms, so it's hard to lift heavy, which we do a lot throughout the season in the fall. And typically even in the summer, but I think there's a lot of just like at home workouts that you can do. They might be a little more cardio than strength than you would like as a softball player, but it'll still keep you in really good shape. A lot of running. I think during this time we could run a lot and work on kind of quickness, getting a little faster, those kind of things. Other than that, softball wise, I mean, there's softball fields everywhere. You can't really close those fields. So I'm still able to go to the batting cages, go get ground balls, anything like that. I think when you do kind of have this downtime, it's important to work just kind of on the small things, just focusing on breaking things down, going back to the fundamentals, and really just focusing on the small little things that you could have tweaked, that you could be a little better at. So a lot of glove work, a lot of bat path, just kind of that kind of stuff, a lot of drills.
The transition to all classes online, how's that going for you?
It's okay. I'm a person that really likes school, so I enjoy going to class most of the time. and listening to lectures. Since they've moved them online, I would say it's a little harder. They've kind of added a little more to the plate, a little more assignments. And I'm not a huge fan of listening to lectures, just sitting at the house. So that's kind of a struggle to get myself to listen to those. But I think it's going well for most of us. We're getting everything done. I mean, we have a ton of time on our hands. So we're getting everything done and staying on top of it, but definitely not ideal for me, I'd say.
How are the Shocker softball staying connected? I'm sure group text, Zoom meetings, how's that going?
We do a Zoom meeting about once a week or so. Just kind of talk about random things, just staying connected. You know, we're used to being together literally all the time. And then just going to not being able to see each other is kind of hard, but we Zoom quite a bit. Within this week, we're actually doing our end of the year meetings. So we're doing our meetings with the coaches. Other than that, we have a group me that Coach B talks to us on all the time. About every other day, she sends a question of the day. And a lot of them have just been random things, not really softball related, but just keeping us connected, keeping us engaged, and kind of allowing us to learn a little bit about each other that's not really softball related. Like the other day, she asked if we could go on a vacation, like an all-paid vacation, where would we go? And it's kind of interesting just seeing what people's interests are, what people's hobbies are, getting to know people in a different perspective than just as your teammate or as a softball player. So it's been fun.
And what was your answer to the vacation question?
Oh, what did I say? I think I said New Zealand. I don't know. It seems like kind of an interesting place. I'm a big fan of just beaches and hiking in nice weather. So I would really go anywhere that gives me that kind of stuff. Go snorkeling, skydiving.
That sounds like a great vacation. Yes, almost anything sounds like a great vacation now. Okay, you're one of the seniors on the team, so you're put in an interesting position. What are your thoughts about coming back to Wichita State? Have you made any decisions there?
Yeah, I'll be back. All three, so me, Bailey, and Butters, all three of us will be back. It was kind of nice that me and Butters had to come back for another year of school anyways. So our original plans were to be here, just taking classes. So it's not a huge change in our plans, just to be playing another year. But it all was kind of crazy. I am very thankful to the NCAA that they gave us that year. But I was very surprised that they were able to financially and recruiting wise kind of make that work for us.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be a lot of details to work out, but that's great for all the seniors that will get to end their careers on a different note. What do you miss the most about not being on campus, not being at practice, all those things?
Honestly, just being around the girls. You know, whenever you're kind of in the middle of season, you kind of get to where you're together too much and might be a little tired of being together constantly. But as soon as you go from that to not seeing them at all is kind of a big change. So just seeing them, hanging out with them. I mean, you have 20 girls. It always keeps life interesting, fun, different things going on. So I just kind of miss being around all of them.
What do you think the first thing you're going to want to do when we get freed, when things get back to normal?
I would say probably just see all my family. I've been able to see quite a few of them. My grandparents have kind of isolated themselves just because they're older. And then my sister just had a kid 2 days ago. She had a little boy. So I haven't been able to see him yet. They kind of suggest waiting just a little bit, make sure everything's fine. So I think I just kind of want to see all of them, be able to hang out just as a family, as a group, the big group that we typically always do.
Hello, we have Alexandra Lazarova, a junior tennis player from Slovakia. Alexandra, thanks for giving us a few minutes today. Are you in Wichita?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. Tell us how that's going, staying here in Wichita as opposed to going home.
Well, I think I was just thinking, you know, what's better for now, either if it's going home or just staying here. And for now, I just decided to stay here and see how things gonna go with this whole coronavirus thing. I'm still kind of busy with the school, so it's not like so much thinking allowed in my head for now. So I'm just staying here, spending my time, you know, playing guitar sometimes when I have a free time, reading books, watching shows and stuff like that.
Okay, great. Well, that's part of what we wanted. Give us some recommendations. What are you reading that's been good?
Well, I mostly read like self-development books. So I read the Coffee Bean book. I got it as a present actually for my birthday lately. I also have a book which says how to kind of like stop doubting our greatness and start living an awesome life or something like that. And I have one more. It's called The Four Agreements. It's pretty good. Those are kind of short books and really, really helpful. So I was reading those.
Okay. And you play the guitar. What kind of guitar?
Acoustic. Guitar. Well, I'm trying. It's not like so perfect, but you know, I always enjoy the music. So.
Right. What kind of music do you play?
Mostly it's kind of slow songs because, you know, I taught myself on the guitar just watching the YouTube videos and stuff like that. So it wasn't like I got a teacher or something like that. So basically I just play whatever I like to hear, you know, and then I want to sing along. So
what's your favorite song to play on the guitar?
I would say Someone You Loved by Elvis Capaldi.
Okay. Very good. Very good. How about watching TV? Do you have a show that you've gotten into that you would recommend?
Lately I was watching two shows and one is All American. It's pretty, pretty good. I really love that show. And the other one what I was watching was The Good Place. It's kind of fun. It says about, you know, how you get into the good place and not the bad place once you die. But it's kind of a funny show, so I really like it.
All right. I'm familiar with both of those. You mentioned studies taking up a lot of your time. Everyone's doing the remote learning now. How's that gone? How's the transition from being on campus to doing it remotely gone for you?
First of all, I think it's much more work for us, but I guess for teachers as well. I just feel like we have much more assignments to do, you know, because teacher want to make sure that we understood the lectures and stuff like that. So they put some additional assignments that we wouldn't do when we would be in a class. But I kind of think I managed it well. You know, I try to stick with what I always have. I actually like this online stuff just because I can manage my time better, and you know, I rather prefer start in the morning and study in the morning. So for now, you know, I can do that because I have just like whole day. So
sure. Everybody is, limited and trying to stay, you know, be inventive and creative as far as exercising and, you know, being active. What kind of things are you doing in that vein?
When it's nice outside, I usually go for a walk or for a run. There are not many people around here. it feels so empty. Also, I live close to kind of a park, so I just go there, you know, with my racket and I don't know, try to learn some new tricks or something like that. I also try to have, you know, two or three times per week some kind of exercise at home, just with the bands or just like body weights stuff going on.
Right, body weight.
So yeah, that's basically it.
Body weight exercises mm-hmm. have become quite popular. how are the coaches, your teammates? How are you staying connected? What kind of activities are you doing over the computer?
We have a group chat, so we text a lot with each other. Also, if we have some extra time, we try to, you know, get on a FaceTime, or also with the team have a Zoom meeting. So we are kind of connected through the social media on a daily basis, I guess.
How does that help? Just that kind of contact, how does that help you stay positive, stay in a good frame of mind?
I think a lot because, you know, I miss being around them, around my coaches, their kids as well, my teammates. So just seeing them, you know, or just like, you know, you still have someone by your side just by texting you every day, you know, like, hi, how you doing and stuff like that. It's kind of helpful around this time, feeling, you know, having someone.
What do you miss the most?
I would say just like the regular daily life, when you know, go to class, go to cafeteria, eat lunch, then you have practice, some kind of routine, you know, what we used to have. Also people on the campus, it's now it's so different, you know, you go around the campus and it's just so dead and empty. I do miss that, and I also miss practices, you know, with the team, having fun with them, coaches. So yeah.
When we get on the other side of this and things get back to some sort of normal, what do you think the first thing is you're going to want to do?
Probably really practice. I miss working hard on, you know, achieving the goals and also with the team. I'm kind of excited to have this practice routine again, as well as school. I mean, I kind of miss going to the class, even though I like this online remote thing. But I would say practice mostly.
Hello, we have Dawson Lewis of the men's golf team at Wichita State. Dawson is a sophomore golfer from Flower Mound, Texas. He is in Wichita right now. Dawson, thanks for joining us. What are you watching at this time? Help us get through this. Reading anything good? Picked up any new shows on Netflix that you can recommend?
Yeah, so I'm not that big of a reader, but I've tried to watch. You know, there's a huge hype about Tiger King. I've tried to get into that, but it's a little bit slower for me. But it's pretty interesting, but there's a lot of hype about it, so I think it's pretty funny. I think most people have seen it, but that's really all I've been watching or trying to watch.
Tiger King is getting a lot of attention, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Tell me a little about staying connected with the golf team. What kind of activities are you guys doing remotely?
Sure. So we came up with a good, it's completely optional, but we came up with a good deal to stay connected. Every week on Friday, we'll have every player will have the option to join a Zoom meeting like this right here. And one person on the team every week will come up with a motivational video or something that'll kind of still help you stay connected and still working on maybe the mental aspect of the game. So every week a player will pick a video and make a couple questions about it and then ask the group, and then we'll have a team kind of discussion about the questions about the video and how it relates to your golf game and outside of golf, just et cetera, like that.
Tell us about your video. Have you contributed one?
I have not made a video yet. This would be this will be our third one this next coming week, but they've been really good so far. I think they've helped a lot of players. So
are they golf specific or not golf specific?
No, like there hasn't been one specifically about golf. There was one that it was a Kobe Bryant, the mama mentality one, and it just like explained his viewpoints and how he came about the game and all that stuff. And it just, you can relate it to anything. You can relate it to your sport. You can relate it to outside your sport. It doesn't really matter, but there's been a couple good ones.
Having those kind of activities, how does that help, I guess, kind of with the, you know, keeping a good positive attitude?
Sure.
How's that help?
There's not really much things going on to help you stay positive. There's not and you can't really do anything. So doing this, like staying connected with your team and keeping a good team culture is always good. So anything you can do to stay in touch and take some time out of your week to try to get better at something while you can, when you're not able to leave the house or anything, that's the best you can do.
Yeah, golf-wise, I'm sure you're limited, although I saw they did open up two of the public courses here in Wichita. Are you chipping into a plastic cup? Do you set up a putting green on your carpet? What do you do to kind of at least, you know, stay a little bit active and stay a little bit sharp?
Sure. So when I was back home, I just got to Wichita a couple days ago. When I was back home, there was one city, Collin County, that was still had golf courses available, but you know, they had the cups out of the holes to where you weren't touching anything. So I only actually got to play three or four times. So I'm itching at it pretty hard to go play again, but it sucked because all of the practice facilities, you couldn't chip, you couldn't hit balls on the range, you couldn't putt. It didn't matter. All the practice facilities were closed. So you don't have an option to practice at all unless you have something, you know, in your house. Or like you said, just chip around the house or whatever. I haven't really done any of that. But yeah, I did see that those two courses opened in Wichita. So that will be good.
Obviously, it's such a big change for everybody. And there's, you know, for athletes, I think there's the, you know, the competition, the practice. But then there's also the aspect of, you know, you've spent your whole life in a, you know, being around coaches, being around your teammates, and now that's removed. What do you miss the most about those kind of, you know, regular interactions?
I mean, it's somebody to help you stay accountable. It's somebody that give you motivation. So, I mean, that's the most part about not having, like, you know, a coach or not being able to practice. You're not getting coached like you normally would. So that's probably what I miss
most. When we get on the other side of this and things get back to some sort of normal, what do you think the first thing you're going to do?
The first thing I'm going to do is go play golf for sure. The second the course opens, I'm going to get my buddies and we're going to go play golf. I don't know that we'll play very good, but Yeah, that's the first thing I'm going to go do.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.